Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
It is almost a final in New York. And the results? We're going to find out. Welcome in, everybody. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in minutes here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen, Aaron Morse tonight.
That's not very confident of you to say that it's coming up in mere minutes. We could get extras tonight, Tim.
That's true. We could. Hopefully at least that. Because the Brewers are down 2-1, batting in the top of the ninth inning. A leadoff double from Wild Bill. And now pinch hitting for Andrew Vaughn is Jake Bowers. Bowers, you got to get the runner over. I mean, you got to get the runner over, period. Cooper Pratt earlier in the game failed on a bunt attempt and then didn't hustle and he was pulled from the game. What a tangled web.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that.
I'm just reading a tweet from Spencer Michaelis. He's saying that benching Pratt for taking a split second to get out of the box after getting blown up, getting jammed, then not testing maybe the best arm in baseball is certainly a choice that was made. So he clearly does not agree.
Four-pitch walk to Bowers. Now there's two on, nobody out, which typically with this Brewers' inconsistent offense is the kiss of death. Two on, nobody out. How painful is this going to be?
And now Christian Yelich is hitting.
Now Yelich to pinch hit for Gary Sanchez. So, I mean, you've got a chance here. Yelly, outside of the double play, just get the runners over. Or how about this? Go yard. Go get it done, 22. Come on, baby. Kyle Harrison, five innings of one-run ball. His pitch count was jacked up sky high through two innings, 47 pitches through those first two, but they were scoreless. And that's what you like out of Harrison is when he doesn't have his stuff, he battles. Aaron, I do like that aspect of Kyle Harrison.
Yeah, he
love that part.
Certainly didn't have his best stuff today, but this has been probably one of his better road starts of the year. Six hits, one walk over five innings, only the one earned run. And you know what? If you're going to complain about five innings, maybe that's fair. If you're going to complain about seven base runners, maybe that's fair. But you know what? He only gave up one run. And in the end, that's really all that matters.
That's right. And, you know, you can't argue with the pitching here. Through eight innings of work between Harrison, Patrick, Sensatella, Ashby, you've given up two runs. I mean, this is, again, all about the offense here. You scored eight runs in that Atlanta series. You won it. How about a base hit?
Yes.
There
Come
you go.
On.
Contreras going to score. You know, and Christian Bauer's Yelich. In there to third. There you go, baby. There you go, 22.
Christian Yelich has been swinging a much better bat. It might not show results-wise, but his swings have looked so much better.
And you put him in positions to succeed. And that is, I don't know if anyone's noticed this, he does not start anymore against left-handed starting pitching. He just doesn't. Okay, that's fair enough. I mean, again, I've been saying Yelich is going to come through down the stretch here and into the postseason. He's going to do that. Now, to get there, you got to put him in positions to succeed first and get some results. And you just saw it tonight. Look at Pat Murphy. And now it's going to bring up Lara with runners at the corners. One in, game tied at two. You got less than two out, and that man at third base. Luis had an RBI earlier in the ball game for the other Brewers run. And so he's in a position here. I don't know how many people are like me, but I don't see how you don't like Luis Lara's game. If you're watching Brewers baseball, you're seeing a guy that you're going to see in a Brewers uniform for a long time. You just are. Is he going to be a superstar? Maybe not. Is he going to be a player that you like a lot, the brand of baseball that you like to see? I think you will. You will enjoy his play. Man, I want to see him mature. It's going to be fun watching his career.
Yeah, see, like, he just watched a sweeper right 2-2. Down the middle. Eventually, he's going to have to be ready to hit that pitch.
He's going to have to do some damage on those hitters' counts.
Yeah, because he is at times a little too patient, I think, and that gets him into trouble because now he's got a two-strike count here, and he's got to really work to put this ball in play somewhere that's worth it.
And he struck out. Mm. Big first out for the New York Mets.
Here we go, Garrett Mitchell. My guy, he's coming through, Tim. He's going to come through right here.
I don't know. You think about laying one down? I thought if they were going to do it, they would have done it with Lara. I think you hit away here with Mitch. Yeah, you're going to hit away. I would suspect. That would be one hell of a call. It is the eventual winning run there at third base. Okay, so now 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Oh, check that. 2-for-8.
So the Mets are going to the pen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, while they do this, I was going to give you a couple Christian Yelich stats before we go to break here.
Sure.
That's all right. Jake McKibben writes for Brewer Fanatic. He had this yesterday on the day off. Christian Yelich, over the last 2 weeks, expected WOBA, that's weighted on base average. You don't really have to know what it means. Just know it takes all factors into account, including ballparks. 440, that's the 100th percentile. His actual WOBA is 262, which is major bad luck to be 200 points lower.
Yep. Yep.
His barrel rate is 20%, that's the 99th percentile. Hard hit rate, 60%, 99th percentile.
Yep.
And launch angle sweet spot, 40%, 99th percentile. So he has been really good over the last couple weeks. Really good.
He has been, and really good tonight off the bench. A pinch hit, game-tying RBI base hit in the ninth inning. All right, pitching change. We'll take a break and come back and get you updated here. As the Brewers did tie it up, at least one run has scored in the ninth inning. One in, one out, runners at the corners. And we got us a ball game here. They can take this one. Offense finally wakes up just a little bit here in the ninth inning. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show as soon as this thing goes final. In the meantime, we'll be talking Brewers baseball here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, believe it or not, the Brewers are still batting. But there are two outs, and now the base is loaded. After that RBI double from Christian Yelich, put runners at second and third. Strikeouts to Lara and Garrett Mitchell. Wow, neither one could get the winning run in. Man on third, less than two out. Then it was up to Joey Ortiz. He would work a walk. It appeared they were pitching around him. And now it's bases juiced for David Hamilton.
Lefty-lefty right matchup. 2-1 pitch.
Oh my goodness. You got to be kidding me. No way. Diving grab. Lindor. Laid out. Unbelievable. Now that's bad luck. Right there. Welcome back. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show on the way. This thing goes final. We're here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen and Aaron Morse tonight. Unbelievable. But they did get it tied. So it does extend the game a little bit. That's some bad luck there. Now, I don't know if you can say it's bad luck with Lara and Mitchell striking out. There's not much Murphy could have done in that situation. The only player left on that bench was Sal Frelick. And it just, you weren't going to go to that. You had a switch hitter in Lara and then Mitchell. You know, you let him go. And it didn't work. Ortiz worked the walk, but again, it appeared they were pitching around him. It was a lefty on the mound, so they were kind of pitching around him a little bit. Ended up walking him, and then it brought up David Hamilton, and he hits a scorcher that Lindor lays out and grabs, saving two runs. I mean, this game was over. That ball, if it were two more inches the other way. Literally, game of inches, that was it right there. So we'll find out what the Brewers can do here. And you wonder if you're going to go with McGill here or you stay with Ashby here.
I think they're going McGill. He's warming up.
I think they might stay with Ash. And then if they take the lead in the top of the 10th, you got McGill. But we'll see. Yeah, it is McGill.
Who do they have coming up? 8-9-1.
Yeah, so you'll face Lindor third up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lindor, that's the guy to watch in this inning. You make a play like that, he's already homered. You make a play like that, he's having a night. You got to watch that. Speaking of relievers, both Jojo Romero and Abner Uribe pitched at Wisconsin, and both of them scoreless frames.
Yep, so they both had one inning, no hits, one walk, one K.
Few extra pitches for Uribe. What was the pitch count? I know Romero's was 11.
I can find it.
Yeah, I want to say it was in the teens maybe for Uribe. It was a little lofty there, but that's good news as you're getting some leverage guys back in that bullpen. So here it is, Trevor McGill trying to put the game into the 10th inning, and McGill's been just outstanding. What is it, 16 consecutive saves now?
Yes, that's
so.
Yeah, it's 16, and he's unscored upon in like 28 of his last 29 or something silly like that.
I mean, it is. I don't know if you're going to find someone better as a reliever on a better role than McGill is right now. Going back to earlier in the game, Kyle Harrison, 5 innings of 1-run ball. Pitch count a little bit on the high side, but worked and wiggled and, well, really kind of scratched his way through the 5 innings, 90 pitches. But again, one run through 5. Brewers get a run on a Luis Lara RBI base hit. And then Luis Robert Jr. gave the Mets the lead. He hit a solo shot off Chad Patrick. Chad was in all sorts of trouble. I mean, Patrick gave up a leadoff home run, then a double, a wild pitch, then moved that runner to third. However, there's a pop-up.
Uribe had 18 pitches.
18 for Uribe.
11 for Romero.
Yeah. So Patrick has seen better outings. That leadoff home run, then a double, wild pitch, moved the runner to third. Then he got a ground ball. Terang looked the runner back for the first out. Then he gets a ground ball to Ortiz. Ortiz hoses the runner at the plate. Then he gives up a base hit, and you had to go get him there. That was a great pitching move. I mean, a lot of times, you know, we'll get on a manager, and there's a challenge. But we'll get on a manager for you know, making the wrong move. But when he makes the right move, sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle here. That was Sensatella that came in for Patrick there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he pitched really well.
Inning and a third.
Mm-hmm.
Scoreless. So he got that final out in that 6th inning. Throw him out.
And yeah, nope. No chance.
Infield
no
single.
No chance.
Lindor. See? At least it wasn't a home run. Oh, I mean, hey, man, when you have a night, you have a night. We've seen it before.
Only 6 pitches for McGill through the 3 batters. So he's, you know, potentially if he gets out of it here quickly, maybe they send him back out for the 10th.
They don't
really like going 2 innings with him, though.
They don't. He's been really used conventionally as your typical closer. And so we'll see. I would have used him. There was a game, the Atlanta game, one of the Atlanta games that I would have used him to go a little bit more than just the 3 outs.
He's only done it once this year. That was the other day in San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would guess not, although.
How badly do you want to win this game?
Yeah, that's if you score, I think that may have an impact on it, I would think. You know, if you score in the if you get to the 10th
yeah,
here,
yeah.
I mean, Bichette's up now. But a 2-2 game in the bottom of the ninth inning, one on, two outs for the Mets, and the Brewers trying to hit extras tonight. We get extra baseball conversation tonight. Look at that.
Tim, I tell you this every time we do a post game together, but we never do a post game on time.
Never. No, not you and I.
Never. Never. We just sit here and talk for a half hour before the game's over.
This, I mean, until the Brewers scored, this was lined up to go right perfect.
Yep.
You know, 8:30 mm-hmm. and you go from there. But we're happy to do this because
yes.
that meant the Brewers extended the game, in which they're trying to extend the game now into the 10th inning. Boy, it's really, really rough. You got it. I mean, it's bittersweet in that ninth inning. You got it tied, yes. But my goodness, that should have been a crooked number there.
Yeah, it should have been a two RBI single for Hamilton. Just about a foot farther left, and that's two RBIs, and McGill's about to close this one out.
That's what
we would have.
Or Lahr or Mitchell get a ball
yeah.
in play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows?
Oh, and they picked off Lindor.
Nice.
They picked him off.
Yep. Yep,
no,
easy
I guess you're not having your night, Lindor. You take that, buddy.
It's a great move. Great move.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. All right, so maybe that switches back to the momentum back to the Milwaukee Brewers here as the game inches into the top of the 10th inning, tied at 2. We'll take a break here, and maybe the Brewers will be in the middle of a rally. Here's the situation. We talk about this a lot during extra inning games. Would you play for one run here?
You'll have David Hamilton at second base with Jackson Churio and Bryce Terang.
You're not going to bunt.
And William Contreras coming
up. I can't count on one hand how many times I've seen Jackson Churio attempt a bunt. Do you remember?
Nah.
You could probably use one or two fingers.
I wonder if I... Yeah.
I just don't recall the last time they have had him bunt. I think it was more earlier in his career. But I don't recall this year if too many times he has squared to bunt in any way, shape, or form. Sacrifice or not. So we'll find out what the Brewers do. Automatic runner at second base in that 10th inning of 2-2 game. It seems like a flat game. It's really not. I like a game like this, especially if the Brewers win. But a 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, now 2-2, I don't mind those games, guys. I don't know about you. I mean, but the more this moves on, limited things that Murphy can do, just one player available left in the game, that's Sal Frelick. For Pat Murphy's bench. But
two
outside
sack
of that,
bunts in Jackson Churio's career.
Two in his career?
Yep, 1-24, 1-25.
Yeah, see, I don't recall him even squaring this year. All right, we'll take a break. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show, hopefully after a Brewers win here. We're in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen, Aaron Moores, talking Brewers baseball.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Oh. Well, it is not quite a final from New York. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show on the way in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen, Aaron Morse. Brewers still batting in that top of the 10th inning as there are two on, two out, first and second for Jake Bowers. All right, Jake, could you just put an end to this? 2 for 13. With runners in scoring position for the Brewers in this ball game. So 31, 41, 43. They're 8 for their last 43 with runners in scoring position. 8 for 43.
It's about 180 something, probably, off the top of my head.
Aaron, at what point do you stop crediting the other guys?
Yeah, you know, they just made some really good pitches.
Yeah.
They threw 96 down the middle, and we just couldn't hit it.
The Brewer apologists, I mean, we'll just say, hey, I mean, they faced some good pitching. I mean, at some point, I mean, it has to be on the offense. We're just not getting it done. Jackson Churio had a pathetic at-bat to lead off this 10th inning. Now, this, again, is a reason, that depending on what Bowers does here, might bail him out. I hope he does. This is one of those strategy situations where if you have McGill coming in, you know you're going to McGill.
Bowers.
No, not a fly ball.
Got under it.
Okay. And they go to the bottom of the 10th now, and now the Mets are just playing for one run. Now, what have we been talking about with extra inning games? Or what have I been talking about with extra inning games? Certain games, certain situations, why wouldn't you on the road play for a run and get the lead? There's no guarantees that you're going to get, you know, the bunt down to lead off the inning, or get a sack fly or get a ball in play with a runner at third and one out. I understand that. There's no guarantees of that. However, in this situation here, why wouldn't you play for a run? Because you know you're going to McGill in the bottom half.
Yeah, he's coming back out.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was no one up in the bullpen while the Brewers were batting. You knew you were going to McGill when the top of the 10th even started. You already knew you were going to McGill for the bottom half. Do you trust Trevor McGill with a runner at second and nobody out? I think I do.
He's retired 36 of the last 39 batters he's faced.
think I trust that. Now, is Jackson Chourio a good bunter? That's another thing to enter into the equation here. I'm going to guess he's not.
Yeah, I think he's probably awful at it.
Right, because he's never been asked to throughout his whole youth. And yeah, you know, he's been a middle-of-the-order guy. So when he did play ball as a youngster, he was probably the man on the team, hitting for power, hitting for, you know, doubles and homers. So that is a consideration. However, I know that many years ago, it's been a while since I've talked about this. Even those guys, when you enter my organization, you're going to learn how to bunt. From the time you step into my organization, if you're not a good bunter and your high school days, no one asked you to bunt, in your travel ball days, in your youth days, nobody asked you to bunt because you were a 3-4 hitter. The whole time through, you played college ball, you were a 3-4 hitter the whole time through, then you're drafted, oh, stop action right now. You're going to learn how to bunt because I may need it. I may need it to win a pennant race game. I may need it to win a playoff game. I may need it to win the World Series. Now, again, I don't know. Maybe they do this. Maybe they do say, hey, man, you got to work on, we work on bunting all the time. But you need to work on it until you get good at it. And until you're good at it, we're going to keep at it. So this may have been, Aaron, one of those situations where I would have considered the bunt right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a fly ball, shallow, first out, runner.
It's hard to trust Bryce Terang to do something, though, after him, the way that he's swinging right now.
Who just made that out?
That Bichette? Was Bo Bichette.
Okay. I don't know what kind of bunter he is, but that's insane.
Probably awful.
It's insane to me that you're not bunting a runner to third base and trying to win a ball game without a hit.
Yeah, especially the way McGill's throwing.
Especially the way McGill is dealing. Right. See, again, this isn't across-the-board strategy. Don't get me wrong. These are just certain situations that come into play. Depends on who you're facing, where you're at. Is this guy rolling? Is this guy a good bunter? Can this guy actually get it done? Et cetera. There's a lot that goes into it. But I'm thinking there are certain situations where I would bunt on the road in extras. So we'll see what happens. One out, runner at second base, and the Brewers trying to get it to the 11th inning.
They just intentionally walked Carson Bench, lefty. He was 3-for-4, so now they got the righty Luis Robert Jr. up.
And that run means nothing.
Yep.
And you set up a double play.
Good strategy. I really like the way that they did this. Yep.
That's right. That's right. I mean, there's some strategy that say just walk the leadoff guy.
Yeah, I like trying to go get Bichette because it's righty-righty, and then you can walk the
that's
lefty.
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yep.
I agree. But if there are a couple of lefty thumpers coming up, good contact guys,
yeah,
hey, you might have walked him. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that mm-hmm. done in extras. There's a swing and a miss. All right, so McGill trying to get this thing into the 11th inning in a 2-2 ball game where the Brewers got a run in that top of the ninth inning to send it to extras on a pinch RBI double from Christian Yelich. That is big for Yelly. That's big for this team. Win or lose, that's big for Yelich and this team moving forward. It is. Because now it gives him a little confidence. It gives him a little conviction that he can make a difference. And he was put in a situation to succeed. And he's going to have to earn his starts against left-handed pitching. And that's what Murph has kind of dubbed the last, I'm going to say, I can't remember the last time he has started against a lefty. But it's been a while. I don't know if we can look that up, Aaron, but.
Yeah, it might take me a while.
Yeah, it's been, you know, I haven't scientifically been tracking this at all. But I have noticed it. I'm going to say in the last couple of weeks, minimum, may have been longer. So McGill trying to get this game into the 11th inning. Tied at 2, bottom of the 10th. Ooh, and a walk.
Yeah.
Now the base is loaded. Now that was tough. Not sure you throw a curveball there on a 3-ball pitch.
Yeah, it was a good pitch, but I think Luis Robert, I think he got tricked and just happened to have a really good take. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I've got some text messages to read because we were talking offense before we came on the air about how the offense is scoring all these runs, and we're like, it's fake. We watch every game. It's like, where are all these runs coming from?
Yeah.
Basically, every text is about the offense so far in the Nicolay Law Talking text line. So depressing with runners left on base. Awful at-bat by Lara. How about a drag bunt? 80 wins got a pass for the absolutely pathetic game they played Sunday. Hopefully you'll speak the truth tonight because it's practically playoffs. Should not be this bad at the little things. Sunday was embarrassing. Good at-bat, Churio. That was tongue-in-cheek. Terang,
right.
4 for his last 40. Brewers need to watch some educational videos on how to hit with runners in scoring position. The Growth Law video stream. Lara should be benched. Pratt should be benched. Brewers going nowhere in the playoffs. Jackson and Terang have been bad. Maybe they shouldn't hit by each other in the lineup. What the hell is wrong with Churio? Sit him a game or two. Get his discipline back. Terang, too. When's the last time he hit a homer?
And now,
going nuts about the offense tonight.
The discipline thing on Churio, someone needs to show him that video. Say, dude, come on.
Mm-hmm.
This you got way too amped and ramped up. Throw it home.
Home? Oh, my gosh, dude.
And the game over. An error by Hamilton. Where'd he throw that?
It's not even close, Tim. He threw it 3 feet up the first baseline.
That is such a choke job.
He had all of the time in the world, and he rushed the throw. I could tell as soon as he fielded the ball, it was not going to go well.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, Lindor is halfway to home when David Hamilton is releasing the ball. When he's throwing the ball halfway to home, he's throwing off balance, leaning to his left, throwing off 1 foot, basically, sidearm, 3 feet up the first baseline.
Setting his feet
and throwing. Lindor's not even close to home.
Set your feet and then speed up your actions, Hamilton. This is what I'm saying about David Hamilton, guys. He's been a nice little player, okay? He's not a starter on a World Series team. I can promise you that. But is he a great, and I'm saying great, utility guy to have on your team? Yes, he is. It is a final from New York, and the results are not good as the Brewers fall 3-2 in 10 innings, and a lot to unpack on this one. As we welcome you into the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, Tim Allen, Aaron Morris, and get to the Nicolay Law Talking text line, 414-677-1250. So many incidents to talk about in this game. I'll call them incidents. Well, first of all, you score 2 runs. You're not going to win many games scoring 2 runs, folks. You have now scored 10 runs in your last 4 games. And fortunately, you're 2-2 in those games. That's a fortunate situation to be in. 10 runs. How many is that? I don't even want to do the average. 2 point something per game. You're not going to win many games doing that. You can only credit the other guy's pitching so far. Now, here's an interesting thing, guys. It's really, really interesting. Brewers are about, what, 4th or 5th in runs scored?
Yep.
How? I watch every game. We follow every game. And I'm not sure I buy that. It doesn't seem like it, does it? That's where the numbers can fool you.
It seems like it's fraudulent. I don't know how.
Almost,
we
yes.
watch every game. There's no way they've scored this many runs.
Right. I mean, you do get a plus of 22, 20 run difference, or really got a boost, 22-0 win last week. But still, throughout the season, they've scored their fair share of runs. But doesn't it seem like it's two runs here, three runs there? Ooh, you get four. Yay. Yay, there's four. You got four. These at-bats, there's something to be said about what happens to these guys in these certain situations. And I don't know if you can call it just baseball. I'm not sure I even have the answer for this. But it seems very painful at times. I mean, you had a run in and runners at second and third in that ninth inning. You just tied it. Second and third, nobody out with a run in. And painful. Nothing more. Or you'd have won this game. Strikeout to Lara. Got a little too cute with taking a bunch of pitches. Strikeout to Mitchell. Walk to Ortiz. And then, quite frankly, bad luck with David Hamilton's at-bat. I mean, we have to admit. Lindor laid out and made the grab, saving two runs, and thus, conversely, saving the game. But it can be and is a super, super frustrating situation when you see the strategy. You were going to go with McGill in the bottom of the 10th inning. You knew that going into the 10th inning. You knew McGill was going to be pretty rock solid in the bottom half. Would you play for a run in certain situations? If you're the road team in the top of the 10th inning, would you play for a run knowing you have McGill coming up in the bottom of the 10th? I'd consider it. But then you have to consider, does Jackson Chourio know how to bunt?
Probably does not know how to bunt.
And if he doesn't, why doesn't he?
That's a great question. I think every baseball player should know how to bunt. Just because. I mean, just because it's a part of baseball, and if you don't, why do you not know how?
Right.
But every baseball player should know how to bunt.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how good of a hitter you are, or we've got a guy on the team I play for, a kid who's 6'4", 240, and he is the ultimate power hitter. He is a great bunter. He practices bunting every time he goes up and takes batting practice. He bunts all the time, just in case. He's bunted many times before because it's a baseball play, and when it's needed, it's needed.
I remember getting into a big debate with Sparky many years ago when Prince Fielder was playing in a Brewers uniform. Must have been about 2007, 8, 9 area. And this came up. And he's like, well, would you ask Prince Fielder to bunt? And I said, yeah, in a given situation, I sure would.
Yep,
yeah,
in a certain situation, yes.
Yeah. I don't, again, those situations, we can talk about those situations from here to Sunday. But you never know. Not knowing kind of, what if this game were a playoff game? And McGill was ready for the 10th inning. Now, again, there's no automatic runner, so let's just pretend that the Brewers had a leadoff double in extra innings in a playoff game. Or, my goodness, a World Series game.
Tim, the messages are coming in, which, great point. Josh just messaged in. If Murphy wanted Churi to bunt, he could have just pinch hit Sal. Sal could have bunted.
Sal could have laid one down, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. Marshall, what's going on?
Well, guys, good evening. Glad to lead off. Doing okay, except it seems like, today I just want to just say sad afternoon for me losing seeing Dolly Parton's, hearing of her passing, and very sad there for some of us, but it just seemed to set a tone, as you like to say, Tim. you know, I caught some of the game tonight, and I caught the important parts of it. And you were consistently. I mean, I'm glad you brought up the Fielder Braun era there. Boy, that was a long time ago. But you've been consistently talking bunt, bunt, bunt. And, you know, but it comes down second and third and nobody out. I mean, for goodness sake.
Come on.
I mean,
someone get the ball in play for crying out loud. What were the Brewers with runners in scoring position in tonight's game, Aaron? Can you check that out? Did it end 2-for-13?
I have the number.
You got it?
2-for-14.
Yeah,
2-for-14. Okay, so let me do the math real quick. 31, 41, 45. They are 8 for their last 45 with runners in scoring position.
Wow. Yeah, it's just not going to cut it in the postseason. Thank heaven this wasn't a playoff game or a World Series game tonight, because you would have a furor going on even more right now than three times what it is. And we just got to overcome this somehow. We did get deep in their bullpen. I hope we can get 2 out of 3. That's what I predicted for this series, but I didn't think we were going to lose tonight with Harrison going. But maybe that getting into their bullpen will bode well for tomorrow and Thursday. But we're on a 2-game losing streak right now. We can't take anything for granted. We got 30 to go.
30
yes,
to play.
We're ahead of the Cubs. Yes, I'm still optimistic on the big picture. But man, this hitting thing better get better soon, because I've said to people all summer, it's not going to come down to our pitching. It's going to come down to our hitting. And last 2 games, it hasn't been good, and it's got to get better soon.
Very good, Marshall. Thank you. We're up against a break here. Want to get you guys' reaction here. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't bunt every time if I'm the road team in extras. That's not what I'm saying. Certain situations. This might have been one of them that I would have considered right here. Jackson? I mean, Cooper Pratt was disciplined, allegedly. We'll probably get more on that in a bit. Cooper Pratt was disciplined. That at-bat from Jackson Churio, I would sit down and make him watch that video 10 times. All 3 of those pitches. You're going to sit down and watch, Jackson. What are you thinking right there? The ball, see, now again, the other side of this is the apologists are going to say, well, he's facing good pitching, and they make their money, too. They're trying to get outs as well. Bat to the ball, Jackson. Not a fishing trip. We're not at Lac de Flambeau in a boat fishing here.
Ruben says, Jackson swinging at flies.
There you go. Little fly fisherman. Jackson Churio. All right, more on the other side. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen, Aaron Moores in a 3-2 Brewers loss. All right, welcome back. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. A 3-2 tough, tough loss. Wow. 3-2-10. Game one of this 3-game series. A couple of questions for you. I want to know who said it. Who said that you always have to play for the crooked number in extra innings on the road? I want to know who said that. Who was the first one to say that?
A super smart person, apparently.
And then the next question is, why did you all believe him?
Because everyone's scared that someone's going to hit a home run in the bottom of an inning to walk it off.
There's so much that goes. Yeah, okay, but there's so much that goes into this. I totally understand all the different angles and sides of this. I do.
How about you just trust your pitcher not to give up a bomb in the bottom of an inning?
How about that? Yes. Yeah. Homers in the grand scheme of baseball are rare.
Yeah.
When you look at it that way, they are. But they fall. There's you know, the 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position, they're on a bad roll with that. That's for sure. 8 for their last 45. They were 6-for-31 in the Braves series. They were lucky to get out of that. The pitching was just dominating in that Braves series. But 8 for their last 45 with runners in scoring position. Got to get the ball in play sometimes. What happens to this team at times? You guys watch, by virtue of the fact that you listen to this show, you guys are pitched by every pitch people. And what is it that it goes on sometimes with Brewers baseball this year with the offense that you just don't even get a ball in play? Or you pull off and pop it up in foul territory. There's nothing. I've talked to a lot of ball players. There's not much more after a strikeout, not much more that will frustrate them more than a foul pop-up on the infield. Ooh, that gets them. That gets them big. What happens to these guys at times? Second and third, table set, nobody out, tying run just scored. You have every bit of momentum this game can possibly give you. And a couple of strikeouts. You don't even get the ball in play. They win this ball game. They get a ball in play and get that run. What happened to David Hamilton? How bad was that? In that, grab the baseball, set your feet, and throw to the plate 40 feet away.
He had to look cool on the play, Tim. Give him a break. Come on.
You saw him at the Little League Classic last night. Was it there? I don't know where it was. Where did he chip up a bunch of the turf? Was that last night?
Yeah, Sunday night. Yep.
What was that? Again, the more that guy gets pivotal playing time, I'm telling you right now, that ain't good. And we knew this all the way back to Luis Renjifo, did we not? I believe, this is just me, I believe Pat Murphy is force-feeding David Hamilton because that was his quantum leap pick. David Hamilton has a role, and that's on that bench till you're called. And he did come in late in the game. He was base running for Cooper Pratt.
I will say that if I had to put any blame on this, I know the offense was awful. This one's on Pat Murphy. This was probably one of poorly managed games. Taking Cooper Pratt out because if he's in the game, then he is.
Joey makes that play.
Yep. Cooper Pratt's at short. Joey's at third. He makes the play. And we're playing 11 right now.
Could be. All right, let's get to you guys. Let's go to Dan on the Nicolay Law Talking text line at 414-677-1250. Dan, what do you say? This a tough one.
Where do I start? You know, I think if there's a time for a players-only meeting, it's tonight. They played. Where do you want to start? Cooper Pratt didn't hustle that ball out. So Murph's going to bench him. Puts Hamilton in there at third, and it came and bit him. But you gotta come to where's Cheerios plate presence?
Yep.
The guy's been in the league 3 years now, and he looked like he was scared. You know what up there?
Just all amped up, all amped. That was an awful app. I don't think any one of those three pitches was a strike. He's all amped up, ramped up. He's wants to play superstar. Dude, you got one job right there, and that's to get the runner over.
Yeah. And why didn't they put the ball down on the ground? Can't they bunt in the major leagues? My goodness. I have to agree. Murph, I don't know what he's doing there. Two-time manager of the year. He sure didn't look like it tonight.
But I will. All right, Dan. Thank you. We got jammed up phone lines here, so we got to scoot. I talked about this before the game was even over. If it were me and I'm running any baseball organization, I don't care if it's Little League all the way up to the big leagues. From the day you set foot into my organization, you will learn how to bunt. You're going to learn how to bunt.
Tim, now, it is not that hard to bunt.
I promise you
it's not that hard.
When I've talked to ball players and coaches, mainly coaches about bunting, they say, hey, you want to get in there and try bunt 97 up and in? That's what they say to me.
No, it's a fair argument. I think the fundamentals of it are pretty easy, and
that's right.
You know what? You know what's easier? It's probably easier to bunt than to swing and hit a ball for a base hit in the major leagues.
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. But my thing is, these players, a lot of them,
they just got to practice it. The reason why it's hard is because they don't practice it. That's why it's harder.
And they've never been asked to bunt because since they've been 9 years old playing their first, you know, real baseball, true baseball, they've been studs. Most all of these guys, all of these position players, even a David Hamilton, I'll bet you it was a middle of the order hitter crawling up the food chain of baseball, meaning your travel ball team, mm-hmm. your little league team, your high school team, probably middle of the order. Never really asked to bunt. 3-4 hitters are just not asked to bunt. A guy like Jackson Churio, why isn't that in his arsenal? I'm not saying they lost his thing. This game because Jackson Churio didn't lay down a bunt. There's other reasons for this. I'll look at, you know, second and third in the ninth inning, Lara and Mitchell. Come on, guys, you got to get a ball in play. I'm just saying, bat to ball skills. You want to teach your kid anything? One of the best things, I talked to Craig Counsell about this. What would you say is the biggest thing to teach your kid in terms of hitting? You know what he told me? Bat to ball skills. Throw up and out and say you're swinging at every pitch. We're going to do some BP, but you're swinging at every pitch right now. I want to get you to just put the bat on the ball wherever it is thrown. That to me was a big thing in the ninth inning, Lara and Mitchell strikeouts. All right, let's go to Tyler. Tyler, you're next here, Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. What's up, Ty?
Hey, Tim. Didn't watch the game, but I followed a lot of it. I'll just say, where are the woodpeckers? Where are those woodpeckers, those guys who put balls in play, fourth pressure on the defense, made things mm-hmm. – I mean, look what Yelich did. He didn't try to do too much. He didn't try to be cute. He got a pitch on the outside part of the plate, a strike, and he's like, okay, I'll just send it over there. And is it really – it's – you know, I would just want to show – the highlights of last year where they were making contact, focusing on contact, putting the balls in play, and just asking a team, where are those guys?
It's the consistency. Tyler, last time you called, I had to ask Sparky, is that the Tyler that I used to work with? So that is you.
That is me, Tim. Yep, absolutely.
That's great to hear from you, also, Tyler.
Always, Tim. And also, one last question. Who would win in a foot race from home to first? Gary Sanchez, Johnny Estrada, or Harvey Keene with a peg leg?
I will say, Johnny Estrada was as slow as a baseball player you've ever seen. Prince Fielder was way faster than him.
How many times did we see him hit balls to right field, ground balls to right field, and the right fielder throws him out at first?
Yep, comes up firing, always with that guy. Probably two or three times a year, yes.
And Gary Sanchez, I'm sorry. Some people like him, but every time he comes up with runners on base, I'm thinking it's going to be a double play.
And it happened tonight.
It's going to be a double play. Once a blue moon, he makes some good contact. Otherwise, I'm bracing for the double play.
Very good. Tyler, hey, great hearing from you. Stay in touch.
Always, Sam.
Yeah. He used to work with me on the post-game show occasionally. He worked at the station here.
Okay.
That's cool. Gary Sanchez, I will say this. This is just a gut feeling. This is just me. A couple of years ago, I said that Bowers down the stretch would come up huge for this team. Now, I also said that Jesse Winker would be okay,
muted,
too.
Muted your mic.
But I think Sanchez, it's a gut feeling in a postseason game, will hit a bomb in a pivotal portion of the game or the series. Just saying. All right, let's see. Where do you want to go next?
Let's go to Justin in North Carolina.
Justin, yeah. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, I just want to give you guys some credit for, like, recording this stuff and going live and doing a radio show and the Brewers on air and not dropping any F-bombs on the air.
Oh, my gosh, it's
so
tough.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of practice.
What are we doing?
Gotta have
Type one.
Practice your filter.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, man. That's why I get fired on my day off. Like, type one, what are you doing up there? Luis Laura, what are you doing up there? And then, listen, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, right? I promise you I'm not. I'm barely even borderline smart. But I just know you can't swing at a ball from your chin to your nipple. I hope I can say nipple on the air. Jackson Cheerio, come on, dude. There are two balls that are clear balls. And I know that, you know, I argue with Pipe all the time about it, Tim. Well, you know, you're not. Same thing they just told you, Tim, about standing in the batter's box. I get it. But if the damn ball is above your chest, what are we talking about? And then my other thing, man, Pat Murphy. And, you know, I love him. But you guys said it perfectly. If Cooper Pratt's in that game, we're talking about two outs and Dylan McGill can do with the next guy up there. I understand you got to send messages and stuff like that.
Did he just freak out? What was he thinking there?
I think
that to me is a choke job. If that to me is a choke play. He choked on that play. What? Why would you relax, dude? It's just like any other play. What you do is you secure the baseball, set your feet, and speed up your actions. That's how you do this. That's how Davey Nelson taught it to me many years ago. Rest his soul. Davey Nelson said the key to fielding is to field the baseball, secure, set, and speed. Secure the baseball, set your feet, and then speed up your actions with whatever you want to do. But you can't do the third without doing the first two. And Hamilton, did you get just too excited? What was going on here?
And this isn't the Lindor of 7 years ago that is blazing speed anymore. Like, he's decently fast. And I was telling Aaron when he took my call, he even had enough time to go to second and first and get a double play because you had two slow runners going to second and going to first. And I understand that may not be the right fundamental baseball play. And Aaron, you're spot on with that. You pointed that out. But it's just, it's so frustrating. But you ask what it is with David Hamilton, or he's just not that good. I hate to say it.
I hate to say it, too. I agree with you. He's just not that good. But can he provide an asset to this team as a utility guy? Of course he can.
He's a really nice depth piece.
No.
He can only run on the base pass. That's all he can do. His glove is mediocre at best. He can bunt. Okay, yeah. He can bunt, and he can run on the base pass. But he can't field. He can't throw. Hey, man, in the words of the San Francisco 49ers coach, can't win with them. And that's what I feel about David Hamilton. I'm a go if I get in trouble, Tim, because I feel the F-bomb coming on. Man, free the pipe bomb. Keep killing it, guys. I'm going.
All right, there he is, Justin.
By the way, David Hamilton is a better batting average than Christian Yelich and Sal Frelick this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just a random observation.
And, you know, I'm just in a general sense. David Hamilton should not be a starter for your.
I agree.
For the best team in baseball.
He is your fourth infielder, and he's playing once or twice a week.
Yeah.
With sparingly coming into the game for whatever situation might occur.
Okay, we're going to break. We're going to stay on a little bit later. We're not going to hurry out of here, so stick around. If you're there on hold, stay there. There's a line open if you want to jump in, 414-677-1250 on the Nicolay Law Talk and Text line. As the Brewers fall in 10 innings, they are 9-5 now, I want to say, with this loss in extras. Has it been that many?
I'll look that up in break.
Yeah, I think they've done typically pretty good. There's so much strategy. That's why I love the extra inning rule in baseball these days. There's just so much strategy involved with it. We all can be right and we all can be wrong at the same time. We'll talk more after the break. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studio. Ooh, boy, there'll be better days for sure. It was a 10-inning, 3-2 loss, and we're talking about it. Tim Allen and Aaron Morris tonight. Ouch. We were just having a conversation about the David Hamilton play. What are you... How do you explain that? How would you explain that?
A panic. It's panic.
It was a panic. Yeah.
Just not ready, not mentally ready for the ball to be hit to him. And I think he panicked, like, oh, I got a rush. This is the game. And he, I don't know what he, yeah. I mean, just, it's a pretty simple play. I mean, he made it much, much more difficult than it had to be.
Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. Meanwhile, the Cubs are in play. We'll get a score on that here in just a second. But let's get to Rich. Hey, if you guys on hold, still sit there because we're going to stay on after the top of the hour. Normally we would shut things down. We're going to stay on after the top of the hour. We'll hear from Pat Murphy. But Rich, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
I was sitting watching the game tonight, and my wife's after Cheerios at bat said that's the first time I've ever seen smoke come out of your ears.
See, why? How? That's another one. We can talk about David Hamilton. But that at bat there, that was just trying to be a superstar. That's all that was. That was very selfish of him, I think.
But, Tim, that all goes to coaching. If this kid is going to try, he's been at bat 390 times this year. He's had 17 home runs. The odds on that happening are probably, what, 1 in 200 or 175 or whatever the numbers are.
No doubt. No doubt.
So what were the coaching saying? Put the ball in play. You said a great thing earlier tonight about council saying put the ball to the bat.
Yep.
When we were being coached in baseball, we were absolutely in batting practice thrown outside pitches. We were throwing pitches low. We were throwing pitches high. We weren't worried about hitting the ball 45 times over the fence in batting practice. We were putting the ball in play, placing the ball. And this kid is either not a real intelligent kid or he thinks he's a lot better than he is. Now, I'm not a hater. I don't hate him. I like him a lot. But everybody's out there saying, well, he's just a kid. No, he's not. He's in the major league.
Third year.
He's got major league coaching. He's got everybody behind him. He's got a lot of money in the pocket. You've got a responsibility is to move the ball, not hit a home run.
It's just, I don't... That part of it, but that goes into strategy too. Now you're taken out of your comfort zone in a situation in extra frames, I think.
In
to
baseball,
a degree.
You shouldn't have a comfort zone, Tim. You got to move the ball.
Yeah, you got to move the runner over. Somehow, some way, you got to move the runner over. And if you can't, you can't go flailing at pitches like that. That was out of control.
And one other thing. I got to add, Mitchell's the best bunter Hamilton's the best bunter in baseball.
Yeah. He can bunt.
Where was that, Murph?
All right. Thank you, Rich. We'll be in touch for sure. Murphy, you guys are on Murphy, fine. But when he pulled Chad Patrick for Sensatella, that's a good move. To stay with Sensatella for the next inning, to go with that, those are good moves. I'm just saying. We'll unpack more after the break here. We're going to stay on a little late, so there's time for you. Stick around. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Brewers fall 3-2-10. Oh, boy. A tough one tonight. But there'll be better days. A 3-2-10 inning loss to the New York Mets in game one of this three-game series. Welcome back. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. This portion of the program brought to you by G2 Insurance. By the way, if you're on hold, you will be on in this segment. All right? So sit tight. Again, this portion of the show brought to you by G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. Running a business is like a championship run. One bad hit can take you out of the game. G2 Insurance Services specializes in keeping your business and reputation protected. They offer tailored solutions for restaurants, professional liability, and workman's comp. They represent top carriers like Erie to find the best combination of coverage and price. Get the defensive line your business deserves. G2 Insurance Services in Brookfield, online at g2ins.com. G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. Yeah, a lot to talk about in this one. And, just to punish myself, I rarely play highlights from another team doing well or the Brewers doing bad. But in over the years, in certain situations, I have done this just because I need to hear it. Just because. So let's hear the home call, Brewers TV.
Ground ball to third. Hamilton coming home. It's wide, and the Mets win the game. Hamilton had time, rushed the throw, and he yanked it. And the Mets, in 10 innings, prevailed against the Brewers 3-2.
Okay, so there's the home call. Levering on the call there, Brewers TV. Let's hear how the Mets announcers reacted.
And he hits it on the ground. Hamilton coming home. Throws it away. And the Mets win the ball again.
Oh, that's just awful. That's just awful.
Christopher Morel gets the winning run home as Hamilton threw it wide of the plate.
Of course, it had to be a former Cub, too. Wasn't that him?
Yep, Christopher Morel, yep.
Yeah, that figures. What is the latest? That's from Mets TV.
Yes. Right.
What is the latest on the Cubs in Arizona? Let's check that out before
we get... You want more punishment?
Oh, boy. See, when it rains, it pours.
It is 4-0. Ian Happ with a 3-run homer, and then Michael Bush just hit a single, RBI single.
Okay, so if the Cubs go on to win that, the Brewers still 30 to play, up 4.5 in the division.
Yeah, you're nearing danger zone, though. You play each other Monday.
Nearing, but not in danger zone. I'm saying not in danger zone right now. Okay. All right, let's get back to you guys on the phones here. Where are we going to go?
KJ, Milwaukee.
KJ, how about this one?
Terrible. Good evening, Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Fundamentals. Executing the fundamentals.
Yes.
That means running out balls in play. Okay. Knowing how to bunt, and I promise you, every player works on bunting. Everyone. If not, it's baseball malpractice. Okay? It's getting a ground ball and executing that play. That's a little league play that Hamilton botched on that. No question. I mean, that's a very simple play to make, and he didn't do that. If you don't execute and you don't have good managerial decisions, going through the game, you're going to come up short. And
at the same time, you do have to credit him for how about the pinch hitters and that Yelich pinch hit that got the game extended.
Tim, one bad decision can mean your series. Your season when you get into the playoffs.
Agreed.
This runners in scoring position, this is not an anomaly. This is a trend, man. I mean, we've been talking about this for months.
Well, okay, hold on. Here's where the numbers can fool you. Aaron, can you grab runners in scoring position by team and where they rank with runners in scoring position by the team? Maybe they may not have updated tonight, but coming into tonight as a team, I think it might surprise you where the Brewers are.
Tim, these managers and these players they think this game is trigonometry when it's basic math. It's the same game they've been playing their whole lives. It's just executing and fundamentals. Those are the basic premises of a winning in baseball, I promise you.
KJ, where do you think that they rank? Like, just in your feel, your how you watch the games, and what, mm-hmm. where do you think they would rank in runners in scoring position amongst teams in the MLB?
I'm not a real big metrics guy. I've been watching baseball for 65 years.
It's just a vibe question. Like, just the vibes, where do you think they sit?
Vibe-wise, I'd say they're probably middle of the pack.
They're sixth, hitting .261.
Okay, then that's a bogus statistic. It really is, because there's no way.
It doesn't seem like that, does it?
Yeah, no, they're not. I mean, I don't know how they think. That's why I don't go by metrics like that. It's ridiculous, because it comes down to the actual game. There you go. You're going back to trigonometry. It's basic math. You win by scoring more runs, making more plays than the other team, and that's it. Period. Yeah. All right, Tim?
What would you have done different, real quick? What would you have done different here if you were Murph?
Well, I mean, if I were Murph, you got to look at, like I say, with Cheerio, that was the first one. You got to have him. It's situational baseball, all right? He's up there swinging at three bad pitches. And when you got to make contact, like you said, you got to make contact. And he wasn't going to make contact on any of those pitches.
Mm-hmm.
So that was almost automatic out.
It wouldn't surprise me if Cheerio sits tomorrow. It would not surprise me at all.
Yeah. If you benched, Cooper Pratt for not running that ball out or whatever the case might be, mm-hmm. then you got to bench Cheerio.
It's possible.
For that bat, because that was a very self. And I love Cheerio. He was one of my favorite ball players in the league. So, I mean, everybody's got to have the same kind of, quantitative outlook on everything that's going on.
All right, KJ, that's
what I look at.
All right. Thank you for the conversation. Thank you. All right. Who's next?
Let's go to, I believe this is Cousin Tim.
Cousin Tim, what do you say?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight, man? By the way,
what's up? Hey, bro.
Hey, this is low. I'm gonna do low rolling tonight because, hey, okay, Tim, you are a very, very well educated in your music abilities, and I know this very well.
Okay.
If I say these names to you, let's see if you know them. George Lynch.
Whitesnake.
No, Dokken.
Dokken. Didn't he play in Whitesnake, though, for a cup of coffee?
He might have, but you know what? One of the best. One of the best guitarists, okay? All right? But then you had a band called Lynch Mob, okay?
Yes.
And they did a lot of covers, I think, for Dokken, okay? Now, I want people to listen to this song. It's Not Love, okay? Okay? But from Lynch Mob, I want you to listen to the song Wicked Sensation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to listen not to the live, because I think that does it a big injustice.
What are we doing here?
I'll get to it, man.
Aaron?
I'll get into it, man. It's called Inside Out. We'll get to it.
We're running out of time.
Song. Inside Out, blah, blah, blah. Can't they pitch the damn ball straight?
They can.
They can, but they didn't. Okay, and I got really confused today because I sit on the air for a long time, and I got music in my head, dude. It booms in my head.
Right. Any voices?
Hey, no, not a lot of them. Not a lot of them.
Good, not a lot. Good. That's good.
Not a lot. Hey, but the Brewers are going to be just fine because it's going to be okay, man. Because you got to score more runs. You got to score more runs, dude, than two or three, dude, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, my favorite bands are Led Zeppelin, Rush. Oh, my God, dude. Dokken is probably number one from the 80s, man.
Conviction.
Easily.
Conviction.
Right, I got to go, Tim.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks, Cousin
Tim.
We got to go. Literally, we have to go.
Let's go to Rick in West Allis.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
More important, how you are.
Oh, great. I love Led Zeppelin, too. Okay, let's get back to baseball. Going 0-for-10, the first two hitters, it's not going to cut it. Is there any chance that we could have had that Robert Jr. at all? Oh, I'd love to have a player like that right now. We need a stick. Not, you know, I know we have a great offense, but we're last in the hit on home runs. And one more thing, they kept bragging about on MLB Network about that great play that Hamilton made on that double play. Where was that guy tonight?
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
where was he tonight? Relax.
Yeah, I thought about that when we were playing the highlights right there. I thought that exact thing. Should this team relax a little bit? Maybe Bowers had it right a couple of weeks ago when he said, hey, everyone should relax. I'm assuming he was talking to the players, you know.
Right. But you know what? Everybody, you know, we've lived through the 90s, 80s, you know, we're talking, there's still 30 games over 500. The Dodgers lost today. You know, we'll still be okay. I mean, if this was how many years ago we would have said this, we'd be freaking out.
that's right. We'd have been celebrating. Rick, good stuff, man.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later, Tim.
Thank you, Rick. All right.
We got one more. Ron in New Jersey's on the line.
Okay, Ron, you're going to be our last call of the night. Then I'm really interested in hearing from Pat Murphy. What's going on, Ronald?
Okay, I want to quickly comment on two of your last three callers. First of all, Cousin Tim, you gave me the trivia question. You mentioned Whitesnake. What I remember about Whitesnake is the lead singer's girlfriend, Tawny Katane, that was featured in all the videos. Do you remember that, Tim?
Yeah, and the album. Was she the one on the album cover?
Yeah, she was sitting on the top of his car in the Here yep. I Go Again video. Yep. Unbelievably hot woman. Yep. yeah, so, and then... And
oh,
then,
I looked I at that thing. Album cover a lot.
Yeah, a lot of, yes, a lot of us did back in the 80s.
Yes.
So, and then I want to comment on KJ. To be fair to KJ, you know, and I'm sorry, I just tuned in. Who's your co-host tonight?
Aaron Morris.
Okay, Aaron, pleasure to listen to you. And he quoted the runners in scoring position stat for the full season. And just to defend KJ, I think if he did a split on that and did the last 14 days, it would be pretty miserable. I don't think they're sixth in the league in the last 14 days or even month or day.
Well, I don't blame him for feeling that they're worse with runners in scoring position.
We think they kind of suck, too, with runners in scoring position.
It's recency bias, right? The last 2 weeks, the last month, it's been terrible. They've been terrible all the season long. You know, to his point, you know, they're sixth in the league, so and that's why they have the best record in baseball because runners in scoring position, batting average is the most important stat in baseball. It's a clutch stat, and you have to be clutch and you have to sack up. You know, and you know, it's fun. This is actually a timely call because you played the Mets. TV broadcast call. And, you know, I live in the Jersey suburbs of New York City. And so the Brewers TV telecast is blacked out when they play the Mets and the Yankees.
Okay.
Because I'm in the New York metro market, right? So I'm forced to watch the Mets broadcast with Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez.
Yes.
And they do a wonderful job. I mean, last time I called in, I was complimenting Rock and BA, and they are great. But Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez are pure pros, and they had nothing but praise for the Milwaukee Brewers throughout that telecast. And in fact, they put up a stat, and I'm not sure if most people didn't watch the Mets broadcast, and they may not be aware of this, but they went through a 25 or 26 man roster these days, and they put up the how the players were, you know, developed or acquired. And believe it or not, like 15 players on our current major league roster have been acquired via trade. And I think, you know, that's a huge shout out, you know, to Matt Arnold. Okay. Two-time executive of the year. And I think like 7 or 8 of them are homegrown and then like 2 or 3 for a free agent, you know, signings on the current 25 or 26 man, whatever.
That's interesting. And I've gone over that over the years, but you're right on the money. Look at these guys. I mean, yes, you drafted Frelick, Terang, Mitchell. Churio was an international sign. But Vaughn, Bowers, Hamilton, Ortiz, Contreras. I mean, more than half of those players acquired via trade.
Yeah. Yeah, more than half of the current 25 or 26 man roster is acquired via trade. And that is amazing. And they were saying how everything the Brewers touched turned to gold. You know, they gave Harrison as an example. Mm-hmm. You know, they were just giving Vaughn, they gave him an example, right? He sucked for the White Sox his entire career. Comes to Milwaukee. You know, they said his OPS, you know, for the White Sox was, you know, typically the OPS average is 750, right? That's the midpoint line. It was like in the low 700s. And since he's come to Milwaukee, it's in the like high 800s, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, they're just like everything this organization touches turns to gold, whether it's pitching or batting. And they were giving Vogelbach a shout out for his hitting coaching. You know,
I mean, even some of these younger pitchers, Quinn Priester, Robert Gasser, Coleman Crowe, yes. Kyle Harrison. Yes. I mean, all these, I mean, it's just, you would go on and on. That's a testament to not only Stearns, he was involved with that, but also for sure Matt Arnold.
Yes. So,
Ronald.
Yeah. It's, and you know, I have a little bit of an ego and I always call up and brag about my winning bets, but I just got to eat some crow here. When Yelich was up in the top of the ninth, I was in the car picking up my son, going to pick up my son from his ice hockey practice and listening on the radio. And the first thing that thought when they said Yelich was up to bat was first thing I thought is pinch hit for him. Okay. And I said, if Murphy doesn't have the kuyans to do that, then have him bunt. And boy, was I wrong on both those points. So I just want to eat a little crow.
There we go. All right, Ron, thank you. Thank you. We'll talk soon. Yelly, a big game-tying double, pinch hit double in that ninth inning. Let's get to Pat Murphy.
What led you to remove Pratt there in the fifth?
He's a young player. We asked him to get a bunt down, and he pulled back on a strike. That happens maybe. With one strike, we're trying to get the guys second and third for Churio in a game where we haven't been at, we weren't swinging it too good to that point. So we get first and second, we ask him to bunt, and he got it. The first one was a good attempt. The second one, he pulled back, strike right down the middle. Later, he popped the ball, the next at bat, he popped the ball up to right field and didn't run. And the ball landed and stopped now. He would have easily got the second base. What could have happened after that, I'm not sure, but you can't have a guy not understanding that. And I felt like after the first at bat, when he didn't, you know, attempt at a bunt with a ball right down the middle, and second at bat, the ball, the pop-up that landed fair and he wasn't at second base. It's time to let him know that, and it's not laziness. I know who this kid is. He's a great kid. It's not laziness, but you got to have your head in the game, because these games like today, it comes down to Lindor's great catch or, you know, whatever it might be, an errant throw or whatever. So you've got to be in, you've got to be locked in if you're going to play at this level. So, so it was hopefully a good learning experience.
Did it look like the swing? Awkwardness of the fall through the swing slowed him down out of the box?
I haven't watched it.
When you make those types of moves, is it intended for the player or is it also intended for the team?
The team. It's a stretch? I mean, yeah, it's the player and the team. I love the kid and I believe in the kid immensely, but he's got to be a player that does those things. You know, he's not going to hit 30 homers at this point in his career. You know, he's a great defender and a really capable offensive player, and we can't have that. It's just not tolerated by anybody, and it sends a message to everybody else, too. You better run.
But where is that line on just knowing when that the time is to do that?
I guess you have to use your judgment on things and listen and have the pulse of your team a little bit. And again, it's something you do. And it didn't affect the outcome of the game today. Hamilton gave us good at bats, and defensively, that last play was, he just got hurried and threw the ball away.
Do you think Joey makes that play?
You can can always speculate that stuff, you know, so you can make it. You can make it out that taking out Pratt was the difference. And then again, that you took out anybody in the game and you didn't win. You could arguably say Hamilton covers as much ground as anybody, and he's been great for us.
There's probably a lot of at-bats in there that were the difference. That ninth inning, extra innings. What did you just think of the situational hitting of the guys?
Well, I mean, obviously, Yelich's situational hitting. Well, Contreras to lead off with a double. The Bauer's at bat. Yelich's at bat. That's three great at bats in a row. And then Lahr and Mitchell, those weren't great at bats. Ortiz was a great at bat. Hamilton was a great at bat. So when you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 7 really good at bats, usually you score more than one. It wasn't meant to be. They caught a line drive, and the doubles weren't placed where they needed to be. But
that Lindor catch, I don't know what kind of angle you had on it. Do you think that was a base hit? You think you had the lead there, Hamilton's liner?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Lindor play, and that's why this team has played so well. He's playing really good, too, and he's a great player. So anytime he's near the ball, I think there's a chance that somebody can catch it or that he can catch it.
Is there any frustration with that Jackson at-bat in the 10th?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta understand that, like, these guys are 130 games in. Jackson's 22 years old. His standards for himself are very, very high. He didn't have a great night offensively, but he's had so many great nights. That's going to happen. You know, you're not going to all of a sudden ask Jackson to bunt in that situation. And the kid pitched him tough, and he left the zone a little bit. I'm sure he's frustrated. I'm sure Bryce is frustrated at some of his at-bats. That's part of it. Remember when a week ago, when 2 weeks ago, when Contreras was struggling badly, you know, there was a time when Bowers, you know, had about 3 games in a row, and they're like, "What's wrong with Bowers? He's lost it." I think it was right after the All-Star break, and then he gets back on it, you know. So that happens. Lara's been unbelievable for us, and you know, he was great in the clutch the other night, hit the big triple, and then today didn't come through.
Murph, Trevor's been so good for you guys in that closer role, you know, kind of on a hittable the last 11 so outings. Just what have you thought about what he was able to do tonight, even though he could get the win?
He was unbelievable. Pitched great.
All right. Well, there he is, Pat Murphy. Some good questions there from McKelvey and company.
Yeah, they pushed him a little bit tonight. That's for sure. It wasn't a nice and easy media session.
And Murph handled it well. I think that was good stuff right there. All right, time to turn the page. Got to go back at it and win game 2. I mean, you just do. Come on, offense. Come on, baby. You're about due. One of those 6-7 run performances, 5-6. I think it's fair to ask for.
6-7.
6-7. 6-7. Yes, that would work. That'll get you a win.
6-7 tomorrow.
With this pitching, that will get you a win.
They should put up 6-7 against Robert Stock tomorrow.
Robert, no Stock. Yes. All right. 6-10 first pitch for game 2. And Sparky with the leadoff show at 5 gets you ready. Of course, after the game, the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Okay, a rough one. Great conversation tonight. So, yeah. Hang in there. There'll be better days. I think somebody once said, oh, that's me. There'll be better days. For Aaron Morris, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a good rest of your night. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. And remember, despite the outcome, smile, Wisconsin. Bob Uecker is smiling back.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. Plus live minor league action and even game day 3D, the ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.